Live from Ad Free Show Square, it's the countdown to second two. And we have begun as the Ad Free Show's New Year's Eve ball has begun its 62-second journey, which will take us into the new year and 2 seconds past it to celebrate our first live event in the AFS community. The crowd building in anticipation for Ad Free Show's first live event of 2022 in 30 seconds. It's New Year's Eve and you're hanging out with your Ad Free Show's family in anticipation of the first live event on adfreeshows.com. In 15 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, Zero, one, two, Happy New Year, and welcome to Second Two, exclusively on AdFreeShows.com. Was that awesome? Was that awesome? My goodness. Hello, Ad Free Shows family. Happy New Year. Welcome to the most watched event in the history of 2022 on adfreeshows.com. Welcome to Second Two. I'm your host, Efren. Thank you for spending the beginning of your year with us. A special thank you to those who show up every month to support us. And a special hi to those of you who are joining us for the first time. We know you are going to enjoy this premium content special here at Ad Free Shows, where you have the chance to win over $202.22 in gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com. Josh Odom, how about that New Year's video from the great JD Hoop?
The video is absolutely fantastic.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. JD Hoop, thank you. Second two will begin right after this.
Hey, Ad Free Shows, it's Wade Keller from the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcast and Pro Wrestling Torch. I'd like to wish you and your family a very happy and healthy new year. Good luck tonight on Second Two, and may 2022 be your best year ever.
It's time for the Ad Free Shows feud. Introducing first, Nicholas Downing with Adam O'Neill, Denovius, Doug McLeod, and Mark Nelson. Versus Team Sean Jones with Frank Bruno, Pondwater Dave, Justin Davis, and Ken Bolliard. On your mark, let's start the Ad Free Shows feud. With the star of the Ad Free Shows feud, I'm Fran. Nicholas, Sean, you're up. One 100 people were surveyed on April 19th and September 17th of 2021. We are looking for the top 10 answers on this board. You got to find the most popular answer. Here is your question. As of 16 minutes ago, it is now WrestleMania season. Name a famous WrestleMania guest celebrity. Nick Dowling.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Let's see. Floyd Mayweather Jr. Not on the survey. Sean Jones.
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Answer. Ali. Let's see. Muhammad Ali. Number 8, Sean Jones, player pass.
We're going to play it.
Frank Bruno, you stayed awake. Happy New Year, buddy. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Just sitting here having fun with you.
Trying to stay awake. Okay. It's officially WrestleMania season, Frank. Give me the name of a WrestleMania guest celebrity.
I'm going to say Billy Martin.
Billy Martin.
Good answer.
Let's see. Billy Martin. No.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, these people.
Pondwater Dave. It's WrestleMania season, Pondwater Dave. Name a famous WrestleMania guest celebrity.
Got to be Pete Rose.
Pete Rose. Let's see. Pete Rose. Number one answer, Pondwater Dave.
Nicely done.
Justin Davis. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
He's outside and relaxing.
I'm back inside. I'm going to go Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
Good answer.
Let's see. Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. Number 3.
Hey, now.
7 answers remain. 1 strike. Kent.
Yep, I got Pam Anderson this time.
Oh, man.
Always a good answer.
Let's see. Pamela Anderson. Number 6. 6 answers remain. Back to you, Sean Jones. Give me a famous WrestleMania guest celebrity.
Well, keeping with Pam Anderson, let's go with Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy. Let's see. Jenny McCarthy. No. Nick Downing, you and your team are on standby. Frank Bruno.
Let's go with Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor. If Lawrence Taylor is there, you continue on. If not, third strike and Nicholas's team gets a chance to steal. Let's see. LT. No. Nick Downing, you and your team have 15 seconds to discuss this. Go.
Just shout out names, everybody.
Regis Philbin.
Regis, that's good.
Regis Philbin.
Mike Tyson.
Tyson, no.
Mike Tyson's good. Do we want to go with Tyson? Or we want to go with Regis.
Tyson.
Okay. Time.
We are going with Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. If Mike Tyson is there, you have stolen the points. If not, Sean Jones gets them. Let's see. Mike Tyson. Number 2, and Nicholas's Woo-hoo! Team has stolen the points.
Thanks, everybody.
Shout him out. Number 4.
Regis Philbin.
Number 5. Bad Bunny. Number 7. Donald Trump. Number 9.
Alex Trebek.
Mr. T. And so, number 10,
Cindy Lauper.
Marlo Davis.
Ozzy. 68-0. Adam O'Neill, Frank Bruno, let's go. 100 people surveyed, top 10 answers are on the board. Here is the question. Name a wrestler who is no longer with us that you wish you could have seen wrestle live. Frank Bruno.
Andre the Giant.
Let's see. Andre the Giant. Number 1 answer. Player pass, Frank.
We're going to play.
Going to play. Pondwater Dave. Name a wrestler who is no longer alive. who's no longer with us that you wish you could have seen wrestle live?
Brian Pillman.
Let's see. Flying Brian. No. First strike. Justin Davis. Name a wrestler who is no longer with us that you wish you could have seen wrestle live.
I'm going to go with the boy that I named my French Bulldog after, Owen Hart.
Let's see. The Rocket, Owen Hart. Number four. Justin Davis, what's your dog's full name?
His full name is Owen Efren Davis.
Interesting. Kent, eight answers left, one strike. Famous wrestler who's no longer with us that you would have liked to have seen wrestle live.
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm going to go with Macho Man.
Macho Man is there. You continue on. If not, second strike. Let's see. Macho Man, Randy Savage. Number three. To the captain we go. Sean Jones, name a wrestler who is no longer with us that you wish you could have seen wrestle live.
Eddie Guerrero.
Let's see. Eddie Guerrero. Number two. First four answers are gone off the board. Frank Bruno, back to you. Wrestler is no longer with us that you wish you could have seen wrestle live.
Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior. Let's see. The Ultimate Warrior. No. Second strike. Nick, you and your team are on standby. Pondwater Dave, wrestler who is no longer with us that you wish you could have seen wrestle live.
How about Gino Hernandez?
Gino Hernandez. If Gino Hernandez is there, you continue on. If not, third strike, and Nick's team gets a chance to steal. Let's see. Gino Hernandez. No, Nick Downing, you and your team have 15 seconds. Go.
What about Legion?
Kurt Hennig.
Bruiser Brody?
I wanted to say Bruiser Brody.
Mr. Perfect?
Mr. Perfect is good.
Mr. Perfect.
Okay.
Time. Okay.
We're going to say Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig.
If Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig is there, you have stolen the points once again. If not, Sean Jones's team is on the board. Let's see. Kurt Hennig. You have stolen the points.
Great job, everybody.
Brilliant.
You guys, I'm glad we didn't go with Bruiser Brody because I feel like it would have been too old for people to say. So thank you guys for overruling me.
That's fair.
Number five. Beautiful Bobby. Number seven. Well, look at that. Bruiser Brody. Number eight.
China.
Dusty.
Number nine.
Fucking animal.
Yeah. Roddy.
And Von Erich. Number 10.
I was going to say David Von Erich.
British Bulldog.
Terry Von Erich.
How Terry. Did you get that?
And I avoided that.
I thought Pondwater was going to say that.
Well, that was too. I didn't think anybody would have got it.
Was going to say that.
I wanted to say David, but Kerry ended up on there.
Denovius. Pondwater Dave, let's go. 100 people surveyed. Top 9 answers are on the board. Got to find the most popular answer. Here is the question. Name a phrase that would come out of a wrestling ring announcer's mouth. Denovius.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's see. Ready to rumble. 4 answers will beat that. Pondwater Dave.
The following contest.
Let's see. The following contest. No. Player pass, Denovius.
We will play.
All right. Doug McLeod.
In this corner.
In this corner. Let's see. In this corner. Mark Nelson. Phrase that would come out of a wrestler ring announcer's mouth.
The winner is.
The winner is. Let's see. The winner is. We will take that. Close enough. Back to Nick. Word or phrase that would come out of a wrestler ring announcer's mouth.
Weighing in at.
Weighing in at. Let's see. Weighing in at. Number six. Six answers remain. Adam O'Neill. Phrase that would come out of a wrestling ring announcer's mouth.
I knew. So it was an I knew champion. So.
Let's see. And new champion. Number one, Adam. Five answers remain. Danovius, back to you. Word or phrase that would phrase that would come out of a wrestling ring announcer's mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen. Number eight. Four answers remain. Doug McLeod.
Scheduled for one fall.
Scheduled for one fall. Let's see. Scheduled for one fall. Number two. Mark Nelson. Three answers remain.
Hailing from.
Hailing from. Let's see. Hailing from. Nick Downing.
Making their way to the ring.
Making their way to the ring. If making their way to the ring is there, you will need two more. If not, Third Strike and Sean Jones's team gets a chance to steal. Making their way to the ring. No, Sean Jones, you and your team have 15 seconds. Go.
Time limit draw, disqualification.
How about Wayne?
Didn't we already do that?
They got that one already.
It's already on the board.
What about coming down the aisle?
Time. Which one are you going with?
I have no idea.
Coming down the aisle.
Coming down the aisle.
We'll try it. Why not?
If coming down the aisle is there, you have stolen the points. If not, Nick's team has come out to a huge lead. Let's see. Coming down the aisle. Number seven, you have stolen the points.
Yeah.
Number four.
Good job.
From parts unknown. Number nine. Introducing first, Doug McLeod. Justin Davis, let's go. Point values are now doubled. 100 people surveyed. Top eight answers are on the board. Here is the question. Name something specific you'd bring to a wrestling convention. Justin.
Bottled water.
Bottled water. Let's see. Bottled water. No. Doug.
Championship belt.
Championship belt. Let's see. A championship belt. Number one. Play or pass, Doug?
Play.
Mark Nelson. Name something specific you'd bring to a wrestling convention.
a picture to get autographed.
Let's see. A picture. Number four. Nick?
Name something action figure. Specific.
An action figure.
Yeah.
Let's see. An action figure. Number six. Adam O'Neill? Something specific you'd bring to a wrestling convention.
A pin?
Let's see. A pin. Number two, four answers remain. No strikes. Denovius?
T-shirt.
T-shirt. Let's see. A T-shirt. No. Doug McLeod, back to you.
Well, I know somebody on our team that does this, an autograph book.
Autograph book. Let's see. An autograph book. I'm taking it because you said the word book. I know, it's a stretch. Mark Nelson.
I would say a costume.
A costume, that's right. Right. If costume is there, you'll need two more. If not, second strike. Let's see. A costume. No. Nick, up to you.
Ring gear.
Ring gear. If ring gear is there, you will need two more. If not, Sean Jones gets a chance to steal. Let's see. Ring gear. No. Sean Jones, you have 15 seconds. Go.
A camera.
Camera.
Poster, magazine. Blow up doll,
magazine,
something.
But camera's not bad.
How about a Sharpie? Is a Sharpie
already up there?
Okay.
Magazine or camera? Make it quick.
Time. Sean Jones, what do you got?
Well, I've been completely wrong every time so far, so let's go for the clean sweep. Magazine.
Magazine. If magazine is there, you have taken the lead. If not, Nick's team is this close. Let's see. A magazine.
Hello? Yes.
It is there. Number three.
Good job.
Good job, Sean. I always knew you were a good boy, even though you're a Bears
Money.
Fan.
Number five. A camera.
Camera. Okay, so we were covered either way.
Score is 202 to 124. Mark Nelson and Kent Bolliard, let's go. Point values are now tripled. 100 people surveyed. Top five answers are on the board. Here is the question. Name a city you think of when you hear the words Jim Crockett Promotions. Mark Nelson.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Let's see. Atlanta. Two answers will beat it, Kent.
Say Charlotte.
Charlotte. Let's see. Charlotte. Number one. Look at the score. This round will decide it. Play or pass, Kent?
Let's play it.
Sean Jones. Name a city you think of when you hear the name Jim Crockett Promotions.
Greensboro.
Greensboro. Let's see. Greensboro. Number two. Frank Brutto.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Let's see. Nashville. Pondwater.
Let's go with Raleigh.
Raleigh. Let's see. Raleigh. No. Justin Davis.
I was really worried that you would ask me this question. I was going to say Rock Hill, South Carolina, but I'm going to go Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia. If Macon, Georgia is there, you will need one more to win the game. If not, Nick's team gets a chance to steal. Macon, Georgia. Nick Downing, you have 15 seconds. You and your team, go.
What does everybody think?
Asheville.
Asheville? I was going to say Charleston, but I like Asheville.
I have no idea. I say Asheville.
Okay. I think that's it.
Okay.
We're going to say
What's
Asheville.
Your answer?
Asheville.
Asheville. If Asheville is there, your team will go on to play for $450 in gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com. If not, Sean Jones's team does. Let's see. Asheville. No, and Sean Jones' team has won the game. Number four.
Chicago.
Louisville.
Number five.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Damn Greenville.
It. Close all the way.
We should have all had
team.
Greenville.
Thank you, Sean Jones. Who are you picking to join you in Fast Money?
I'm going to go with Pondwater.
Pondwater. Who's going first?
I'm going to let him go first.
Okay. Pondwater, I'm going to give you five questions. You and Sean can combine to get 200 points. You're going to win $100 for each of your teammates. And Kent is going to win over $200 to boxofgimmicks.com. Yep. Josh, please make sure everyone's muted. Please, no talking. A lot of money here. Again, the clock will start after I finish the second question. Good luck, buddy. Using their accurate character names and other than Hall, Nash, and Hogan, name a member of the NWO.
Six.
Past or present, name a famous professional wrestling referee.
Hebner. Earl Hebner.
Yeah. Word or phrase associated with Bobby Heenan.
Weasel.
Name a tag team from the 80s.
Midnight Express.
Dead or alive, name the best abs in pro wrestling.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Turn around. That was pretty good. I asked you, using their accurate character names and other than Hall, Nash, or Hogan, name a member of the NWO. You said six. Survey said 43. Past or present, name a famous professional wrestling referee. You said Earl Hebner. Survey said, good night, 44. Word or phrase associated with Bobby Heenan. You said weasel. Survey said 25. Name a tag team from the 1980s. You said the Midnight Express. Survey said four.
Oh my God, who are you polling?
Dead or alive, name the best abs ever in professional wrestling. You said Ravishing Rick Rude. Survey said 34, 150 points.
Wow.
Wow, Pondwater, really good.
Thank you. In the immortal words of JBL, bow before a wrestling god.
Sean Jones, he got 150 points.
What?
You need 50 points to be the first true winners in WrestleGamia history. I'm going to ask you the same five questions. If you give a duplicate answer, you are going to hear this sound. That means you have to give me another one. The clock will start after I finish the second question. 50 points gets your team $600 in gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com. Good luck, buddy. Using their accurate character names, and other than Hall, Nash, or Hogan, name a member of the NWO.
Sting.
Past or present, give me the name of a famous professional wrestling referee.
Brian Hebner.
Word or phrase associated with Bobby Heenan.
Weasel.
Try again.
Pass.
Name a tag team from the 80s.
Demolition.
Who had the best abs in pro wrestling history?
Jade Cargill.
I'm gonna give you the last one. Word or phrase associated with Bobby Heenan.
Stop that.
Stop that. Turn around. Using their accurate character names and other than Hall, Nash, or Hogan, give me a member of the NWO. You said Sting, correct?
Yes.
Past or present, name a famous professional wrestling referee. You said Brian Hebner, correct?
Yes.
Number one answer, I'm sorry, on the NWO was 6. Number one answer on a famous professional wrestling referee, Earl Hebner. You need 50 points. Word or phrase associated with Bobby Heenan. You said, stop that. Right?
Yeah.
No. Number one answer was Weasel. 50 points. Name a tag team from the 1980s. You said Demolition. Survey said 14. I said, name the best abs, dead or alive, in pro wrestling.
Jade Cargill from AEW. Yes.
If 36 people said it, your team has won over $600 in gift cards to boxofgimmicks.com. Survey said. Number one answer in tag teams from the 80s, the Road Warriors or the Legion of Doom. Number one answer, dead or alive, best abs in pro wrestling, Ravishing Rick Rude. My goodness, you were so close. As always, we want to hear your feedback on tonight's show using the hashtag #second2. You can find me online at Efren Blackjack and us online at adfreeshows.com. Look next month for our new show, The Game Event. For the incredible JD Hoop, who designed our opening video, producer Josh Odom, I'm Efren. Thank you for spending the first part of your new year with us. We'd like to wish you a very happy, healthy, and fabulous new year. We will see you in February for the game event exclusively here on adfreeshows.com. Bye-bye.